Moscow has been granted the largest amount of students' guides. Despite all the predictability and obviousness of the choice, the guide's authors have made their best to highlight the pieces of art and places unknown to the general public. The main question raised by every single guide is what can be called an art object? How does the pleasure of drinking a Cabernet Sauvignon glass vary from immersed contemplation of Paul Cézanne's paintings? Is there a dramatic difference between Art Place graffiti and Hotel Metropole mosaics by Mikhail Vrubel? What do Soviet textile patterns and futuristic experiments with poems' rhyme and rhythm have in common? No matter what form a piece of art takes, all authors agreed that the main purpose of art is to unite. A Catholic cathedral harmoniously coexists on the pages of one and the same guide with an Orthodox church, while the Stalinist-era skyscrapers share the slide with the bourgeois mansion of Rybushinsky and the aesthetically lucrative portrait of Jean Samaritain by Renoir neighbors the political graffiti kisses instead of the police. This travel around Moscow allows us to dive in the chosen epoch of the city's history and celebrate the crucial qualities of a man in the 21st century, a struggle for diversity and openness to the new experience.